17 days ago, looting and rioting broke out in the eThekwini municipality and in many parts of KwaZulu-Natal that cost the economy tens of billions of rands and have put at risk over 100,000 jobs. To date, and despite repeated requests, Minister Ibrahim Patel has refused to come to KZN or to Durban, which was the hardest hit and one of the economic powerhouses of the country. It is simply unthinkable that the minister, who is delegated to deal with issues like industrialization, manufacturing, and foreign direct investment, has not found the time or the interest to come to the province and assess the damage for himself. It is equally disturbing that the portfolio committee does not see it necessary to come to the province itself, despite the police and the defense portfolio being here already. What this inaction speaks to is a gross failure on behalf of the minister and the portfolio committee to understand and get to grips with how wide scale the damage has been and just how difficult it's going to be to rebuild. These decisions cannot be taken from air-conditioned offices behind security walls. We need to make sure that people get onto the ground so that we can start to rebuild this province, rebuild Durban, and rebuild other parts of the province that have been so badly affected.